So this is going to be a different kind of episode of I'm Losing It. No, I didn't start it off with the loud rock music or me screaming I'm losing it, although I know a lot of people are currently feeling that way. And this episode is not going to be about weight loss or anything whole food plant-based or anything of the like. This one is purely about what is actually going on in the world today, and I don't even want to throw out my perspective on it, my opinion of it, because there is just so much that is going on right now. This world has honestly been insane for the last several months. First, we have all of the COVID-19 stuff going on, and I mean, you could literally check the news sometimes every hour and see the updates of all the people that are dying, all the people that are sick, all the families that are destroyed, and just like all the businesses that are being shut down, and just one thing after another that is just bringing about strife in this world. And then, to top it all off, we have this grave injustice in Minneapolis with the death of George Floyd, and just this innocent man loses his life. And from what I've seen, a vast, vast majority of people are all standing together and calling out for justice for this man. And it's been a moment for me where I see this world and I understand what's going on, and I understand the frustrations that everyone is having. And for us, you know, we live in St. Louis, we live in the city, and right now, as I speak, I hear helicopters circling above the city, and they have been for the last few hours. We hear the loud explosions at night, and people yelling and screaming, and just all sorts of craziness that is going on in our city. And this isn't the first time that we've seen this. This all happened a few years ago with the death of Michael Brown. And we, you know, we here in St. Louis, like, we know about that pain. We have seen it before and we have felt it, and we don't want that to happen again. And yet here it is several years later and it does happen again. So this has just, it's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy. But I'm going to keep this episode really, really short, and I'm going to leave you with one sort of straightforward idea. And that is, stay safe. Okay, the pandemic is still going on. People are still getting sick. People are still dying. There's been an increase in the number of cases in California and in several other states as well. And I'm sure that all of these large groups of people going out and protesting could make the situation worse. So if you are out there and you are standing in solidarity, you are walking with your brothers and sisters, and you are grieving over the loss of George Floyd, please still continue to stay safe as far as the pandemic is concerned. You know, I know I see a lot of people still wearing masks or gloves or the like. Please continue to do that. But also, stay safe out there if you are protesting and you are walking with your brothers and sisters and grieving over the loss of this man and calling out for justice, because it's a crazy time and crazy things are happening and you just don't exactly know what in the world is going on. And it's just, as I've stated before, it is quite crazy. But I'm hoping that all of you are staying safe, that all of you are staying healthy, and continuing to move forward with whatever it happens to be your journey to health and wellness. But I think right now this is where I'm going to cut this one off and just tell everybody that please stay safe, stay healthy, and keep fighting for what you think is right. It's just, it's that simple. Bye, everybody.